Hey, welcome to Branding with Brandon, and this is the first episode of the rebrand. We're changing things up and shifting things to Branding with Brandon. And on this first episode, I invited a special guest, Genevieve Rackham. She's the master of all money vibes, manifesting money into your life with ease and flow while breaking all the standard 3D rules in the game. So I'm happy to bring her on, and this is the start of something special. Ever so often, I'm going to be inviting special guests here. The reason why I invited Genevieve here is because she's been a mentor of mine. I've known her in the online space for a while, and I truly stand behind her message and everything she does. And I've had the fortune of being able to work with her and seeing how she works behind the scenes. And it's just an amazing guest. She's just an amazing guest to have on here. So without further ado, without any more rambling on this intro, here is Genevieve. Let's do this. Welcome to the Branding with Brandon show, and this is like the first show of the rebrand. And I have my guest here, Genevieve Rackham. Rebecca's here too, and she's also here.
Hi, Rebecca.
I'm here with Genevieve. And to me, the reason why we decided to do this live stream is I was messing around on Facebook stories, and I saw her story. She was open to collabing. And I thought this would be the most amazing collab to do. And I stayed away from collabing with people because it's something I did that early on in my coaching business, and it felt like robotic, and it's like just interviewing people for the sake of interviewing people. But having Genevieve here and seeing what comes through in the future is so awesome. Because I've worked with Genevieve as a client, and we've been cool in the online space for a while, and I feel like our brands are really aligned and our audience is aligned in some way, so it's good to have her here.
Yay!
My personal description of Genevieve is...
No, let's hear it. I'm very curious.
She knows how to make money with ease. She knows how to make money taking naps all day. But like... but she really takes her craft seriously, and working with her, like, you can tell that she really cares and she's really intentional about her work. And it's really helped me personally, because I have that militant mindset where it's like everything must be structured, and I think I have like some hustle vibes in my head sometimes. So taking in Genevieve's content and her coaching helps me relax and receive more.
Yeah. Yay.
So how would you describe yourself?
I don't know. I feel like you did a pretty good job, but yeah, I mean, basically I operate under like the idea that money gets to be easy, and it doesn't mean that it always is easy for everyone, but it gets to be, right? Because and I basically coach people around that idea of you're supposed to have everything that you want. Life is rigged in your favor, right? Like, or I guess the universe and the laws of the universe, it's all supporting you to have everything that you want, right? And so anytime we're experiencing a block or a delay or a lag or struggle with money or anything, it's because there's something going on within you that's not allowing you to stay up to speed with it, right? There's some part of you that doesn't believe you're good enough. There's some part of you that believes it has to be hard. And all of these ideas, because we're creating our own reality, create that version of reality, but it doesn't mean that's the truth of how life has to be, right? So when I work with people, we really unpack all these ideas about just how life gets to be and how money gets to be and how it all just gets to be, it all gets to be like fun and playful and easy, right? And it doesn't mean you're doing nothing all the time. It means that when you are doing things, you're doing things from such a leveraged energy of alignment that it truly does feel pleasurable.
Yeah.
And when things feel pleasurable, they feel easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Something that I realize is, in my mind, I feel like I always had to be working at something. And right. When I gave myself the space to go on an adventure, go on a walk after taking that action in business, then magic started to happen, whether it was like an idea coming in or money flowing in an unexpected source. So it's so important to be able to be in that receiving mode.
Totally. Yeah. I was saying this to a client. I actually said this on a live stream. Like, when was it, a few days ago or a week ago? I don't know. But I was like, I hope people don't think I'm a fucking psycho by saying this analogy. But I was like, you know, the brain, when you're in the analytical mind, it's all about solving problems, right? So if you're like, I want to make more money, your brain is like, there's a problem. I need to make more money. I have to solve it, right? It's like this energy of tackling something to the ground and killing it, like Abraham Hicks says, which I really love. It's a perfect description. And what people don't realize is like when they're so focused on like, I don't have money, I need to get money, or there's a problem I need to fix, they're perpetuating it, right? When you're in lack, you perpetuate lack. When you're in the energy of a problem, you perpetuate the energy of a problem. So you have to learn how to pivot into the energy of the solution, pivot into the energy of abundance. And a lot of the times people don't find abundance right away on the subject of money, right? So I'm never like ignore money or ignore your reality per se, but I'm all about creating it intentionally and creating it consciously, where it's like if you focus on money right now and you feel like shit, that's because when you're thinking about money and you're thinking about money from an energy of not having it the way you want it to be, right? And so from that energy, you can only perpetuate that experience. So, I'm like, go have a fucking cocktail, like go masturbate, like do anything, go take a nap, like do something
You
just so you
heard
break
it here
this
first.
energy. Yeah, just break this energy, break this momentum. Because I reference Abraham Hicks a lot. If you're new to me, I'm obsessed with the Abraham. But I really love the description they use, where it's like our natural state of being is to thrive. Our natural state of being is to be in alignment, where we have access to impulses, access to guidance, access to all that we want, and like infinite possibilities, infinite all the things, right? But so she describes it as like a cork floating on the surface of the water. And anytime you're like, ooh, I can make fuck tons of money and I can help a lot of people, and like where it's just pure pleasure, that's manifestational energy. But then you go, but how? And you drag the cork under the water, right? How is an extension of a thought of doubt, right? Because when you've decided to have something and you let allow that momentum of pleasure to build, you don't ask how, you just know, right? And so in that knowing, you create. And it's almost like this vibe of like, you don't really know how you're gonna do it, but you know it's gonna happen, so you do it. And then by the time you have it, you're like, I'm not even sure how I did it, right? Because it's just such a leveraged, powerful energy. But when we say, but how, or what if, or last time I tried, it didn't work, we're pulling that cork under the water, right? And so many people think they have to maybe unpack a bunch of shit, and so they make the process take a lot longer than it really has to. But because alignment is who we really are, all we have to do is let go of the cork and it'll bob back to the surface, right? Alignment is who we really are.
Sounds so much easier than trying to push
Well,
it down.
people complicate it. Like they make it, people think, and it's like this feeling, right? Of like, okay, I want a law of attraction money. I want to manifest cars and shit and whatever else, right? Or I want to like sign all the clients, or I want to help a lot of people, or I want my soulmate relationship. I want to like feel really in tune with my body and feel really healthy or whatever. But it's like all of these, like when you're in that problem-oriented energy, right? Where it's like, I don't have what I want, and you try and get what you want, you can't get there from there, right? And it's like this feeling of trying to dig out of a hole, right? Because people believe things have to be hard. So like, let me dig out, right? And it's like, or you could just let go and you'll float.
And the awesome thing for me is realizing that when I am in the shit and it feels really hard, there's more momentum. It's like a rubber band. So it's like if I'm feeling like I'm being pressured over here, if I just let go, then I can fling forward.
Right, because if you, here's a pen. We'll use this pen.
Tell me
Always
this
like,
pen.
well, I have the props ready to go. But if like alignment and everything that you want is here, and you're an extension of all that is, like this your inner being, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, and God, the truth of God is like there's no such thing as loss. There's no such thing as anything that deviates from love or all things that feel good, right? And so when you deviate from that with your perspective, I have another prop. Here's a scrunchie. Okay, you're here, right? And you deviate from that and you pull, but it's like God does not move though. God doesn't go with you. And that's where you experience that deviation and that negative emotion, because you're pulling. But it's like it doesn't mean that the truth goes away, that you get to have what you want, that all that you want is still available to you. And then when you just stop doing this, you come back, right?
So
Yay.
backtracking a little bit
Yeah.
to your story, what made you decide to get into the money stuff?
Yeah. Let's see, where should we start with this?
Like, what was your wake-up moment?
Yeah, so growing up, my mom was a psychic medium. She still is. So I was really raised around like spirituality and brought up around that. But My family severely struggled with money. It was always a source of tension. It was always a source of powerlessness. There was just a lot of like emotional upheaval, and which led to like my mom staying in an abusive marriage for a decade because she couldn't financially support herself. And it just felt like, and my dad wasn't around growing up because, and my parents used to say, like, if he just paid child support, and I was like, everything's about money. Why? And it was like, and I remember growing up, I wanted to move out and live with my dad, because my environment at home with my stepfather was not safe. And, I couldn't move in with my dad because my sister and I couldn't, because we couldn't bring our dogs because my stepmom is allergic to dogs. And she has like really bad allergies to the point where she can't breathe if she's around them. Unless they're hypoallergenic or whatever. So it was like, we can go, but we have to leave our dogs, and our dogs are fur children. We're like, that's not happening. And it was always just like this feeling of like, I'm trapped, and it has to do with money. Like, I'm not safe. Money. And then I was like, there has to be a better way. And I think just having that experience with money growing up really led me to a desire to have desire to not have money be a factor in my life, to have it not be something that has control over me. Whether I had a lot of it or not a lot, like it just, I didn't want it to have control over my life. And so I reached this point where I was 18, and like literally as soon as I graduated high school, I like moved to Wichita, Kansas. And I moved into a studio house with someone I met on the internet and my twin sister. And we lived in a studio house that had no power. And it was three people and three dogs, right? And yeah, because I was just like, oh my God, I gotta get out of here. But what happened was I struggled so much to support myself. And I knew I wasn't going to college. I wasn't going to make myself. That was just not a part of my blueprint. I always knew that. And I was supporting myself off my psychic reading that I, and it was so inconsistent, and I just felt so unstable that I was like, something's got to give. And so I kind of made this decision to come back and move back in with my parents. And I was like, I will figure this out. I'd rather live in an environment where I at least had power and I at least had like food to eat sometimes, while I figured it out. And I think I just came back with this just energy that was unavailable for shit, and just was ready to start my life, right? And so I kept running into the same block where when I was doing my intuitive readings, I knew that I wanted to help people more, right? So it was like what I call a selfish and a selfless desire. And when you have both, things are sustainable. Where it's like, I know me, like I know I want to make at least six figures. And I sat down and I did the math one day, and I was like, doing readings the way I do them, I would have to do like 5 to something a day, every single day for my entire life in order to make $100,000 a year. And I was like, that doesn't feel sustainable. That means no vacations, no days off, like nothing. I can't get sick, like nothing. So it felt like no space. And I also knew that when I was doing readings with people, like they would have their life changed in an hour, but then they would revert back into their patterns, right? Because they didn't have that ongoing support, that ongoing accountability, that ongoing like, hey, like let me call you up here over and over and over again until it's normal and second nature for you. And so I was like, to help more people and to help myself, something has to shift. And then, I just started getting obsessed with like, why does money have power over people? Why do people let money emotionally control them so much? Like, how can it actually be with money? Like, in a way that's like, that really deeply aligns with my values, in a way that really, in a way that aligns with my spiritual belief systems around how unlimited the universe truly is, right? And then I just started like finding little breadcrumbs, little breadcrumbs. And I just got obsessed with the conversation around money. And yeah, I don't know. It was just kind of this blueprint of like, I grew up, money was hard and it was always a source of tension, and it created desire to be really well with money. Not just by having a lot of money, but also having a lot of money and being emotionally good with money. Right? Not letting it have any power over me, not letting it control me. And it's like the path just laid itself out in front of me.
I love that because a lot of people probably think like a lot of people with money, they're either born with it or it's like in their mindset early on and using that experience through childhood or growing up as an excuse where it's like, oh, I'm never going to get it right.
Right.
I have a question related to that.
Yeah.
Okay, where did it go? Hold on one moment. Technical difficulties. I want to go on Facebook, my group. But anyway, if anyone has any questions, feel free to put in the comments. We can spotlight your comment here in this cool Be Live TV thing. And if we figure it out, then your question is
Yeah,
highlighted.
well, I still can't see comments, so you're just gonna have to read everything
Yeah,
to
I can see them.
me. Okay, cool.
Let's see. Okay, here it is. I thought I took screenshots of this, but.
Let me
Okay,
find it.
Sarah says, if upbringing was extreme poverty, like we literally ate from the dump at times, as a choice by your parents as a way of life, then it all changed in my 20s. They created money from alternative health store. Is it just part of growth that now I'm offering high-end service? I keep getting flashbacks of this poverty stage of my life for the first time in a decade. It's like it jumps out at me randomly and I feel so much shame. Thanks. So she's
I love this
like,
question.
that
Yeah.
stuff is popping up now.
So, I think we all have this kind of part of we have like a we have a sense of identity, right? And we have this with money, we have this with love, we have this with everything, right? Where my sense of identity with money was scarcity. It was like no matter like at one point I remember I asked my mom this like last 6 months ago, when we were out like having some wine together. I was like, "What's the most money you've ever made before in a month?" She's like, "I think the most money I ever made in a month was like $10,000." I was like, "What? I thought you were making like, I thought you made like $5 a year." You know what I mean? Like, because there was so much tension around money, and so my identity with money was scarcity, right? And when you think about identity, the identity is passed on kind of by through your upbringing, how you respond to like early childhood experiences, right? And so, like, to me, that guilt and that shame that's coming up to me almost feels like this energy of like, am I betraying my family? Am I like betraying my sense of self that I learned to come into the world with around money by having a completely different experience, by letting myself make a lot of money and feel really good at making a lot of money? Some part of me feels bad about it because I'm disassociating with a previous version of myself, right? Or it's like I'm breaking up with the past and I feel bad. But it's like, instead of looking at it as like a deviation, it's like identity is meant to be upgraded, right? Because everything is always, we live in an ever expanding universe, which means we're ever expanding, our desires are ever expanding, our sense of self is ever expanding, right? So those who are born into, more intense circumstances around money have universally a larger launch pad to move forward, right? And I was kind of thinking about it like this, where it's easier for a lot of people when they're making no money to hit the ground running and grow to six, multiple six, seven, multiple seven figures pretty quickly, right? But people who are comfortable, they can have a harder time going way bigger, right? Because there's this sense of like, I don't have to.
Yeah.
I don't have to, and so I'm good, and so I'm gonna make it a lot harder than it needs to be. But it's like when we have that launch pad of like contrast with money, right? Variety with money, when we experience a lot of lack, it creates the desire for a lot of presence, right? A lot of abundance. And so when you can look at it more as like this early on experience was a launch pad for the truth of my abundance that was always available to me, right? That's available to everyone, and I can be a beacon of that for other people. What is there to feel bad about? Right? And it's like, there's some part of you that's like almost wants to hold on to the past or wants to hold on to that memory so that you don't feel like you're betraying your family or betraying your early on experiences. But the fact of the matter is, and the truth of it is, by expanding and by allowing yourself to feel really good in that expansion, you're honoring the past, present, and the future fully.
Yeah. It's
Yeah.
almost like a detox too. Like when
Yeah.
you're deciding something to manifest something new in your life, it's like those things come up and challenge it. I know it's not like the universe tests you, but in a way, it's like it's kind of like, hey, are you still available for this? Are you still available for these thoughts?
Right. Well, you know, the brain is like so complex, and like what's I forgot how many thoughts we have a day, but it's like something crazy, like 600,000 thoughts a day or 60,000 thoughts a day. So there's a lot happening up there that we're not really aware of, right? So with every thought, there's a frequency, and with frequency, we create reality, right? And so it's almost like it's all just an opportunity to integrate something into a higher truth, or to integrate something to be up to speed with our desires, right? So it's not really, the universe doesn't test you, and the universe isn't saying prove it, you are, right? Because you want to be like, am I, you're like, there's a different part of your brain that's like, is this safe? Are we ready? Right? So when it comes up again and you prove it to yourself, you feel safe enough to move forward.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. The next question is, Allison says, Genevieve, what is the quickest way you recommend being able to get 100% behind a new number that feels like a solid stretch and hold it without collapsing?
So we get behind anything the moment we become unavailable to not get behind it. Does that make sense? Like we get up to speed with all the things that we want. Like, okay, so you have to, the further the jump, right? And I'm putting in quotes jump because we'll unpack that later. But you know, the further away it feels, the more it's going to require us to focus, right? So if you want to go from 6 figures or $100,000 to $10 million, that's going to require you to focus a lot, right? Because it's a higher frequency, it's a higher moving energy, it's a faster moving energy, right? So when you're, it's all about like, so I'm not inside your brain, so I can't like suss out where you're at or whatever, but it's like, you have to, it's all about like, how ready are you, right? How ready do you feel to go bigger? And I don't think there's anything wrong with incrementally growing. Because you have options here. You can just get into alignment and feel what you're led towards, and from there, that energy will fine tune into a focus that will lead to manifestations naturally happening, to you naturally hitting those goals that you probably would have set anyways, or it'll lead you to a desire to play with a specific number, right? And that specific number will give you life. That specific number will feel good. But if that specific number is making you feel like shit, if it's something to measure your self-worth against, if it's something to compare where you're, how far you have to go, and you're not there yet, that's not alignment, right? That's ego. That's let me prove it to so and so. Let me like feel cool. Let me feel good enough. Like when we set desires from alignment, when we set goals from alignment, they feel completely different, right? And so it's always just about like, I always ask myself, what do I want and why, right? Why do I want to like, there's nothing wrong with wanting to have a six, multiple six, seven, multiple seven, eight figure business, however big you want to go. But it's like when you're doing it from an energy of ego solely, right? That's not enough energy to move you, right? Because when you're doing it from an energy of, when you have a big enough why, the how will always figure itself out, right? And so if you're finding that you're not moving, it's probably an ego desire, or your why just isn't solidified. Right? Because you can do literally, and I mean fucking literally anything if you have a big enough reason. Right? So it's just, do you have a big enough reason to go as big as you want to go right now or not? And if you don't, are you going to make yourself feel like shit for it or not?
Love it.
Yeah.
So right now you have a course without a name, or you're always launching something cool where it's like either making launches easy and effective or getting to 5-figure months. What would you say what you're launching right now? What does that embody for your clients, and who are you looking for that program?
Well, it's actually the program we did together in the past. So it's an intensive mini 2-week program where we the results in this program have honestly just blown my fucking mind. But you know, I've had people join this program and they're like making 5K a month in their business. And they're like, Genevieve, I really just want to make $20,000 a month. And then within a month, they're like, hey, guess what? And I'm like, what? And they're like, 20, I'm at 22,000 for the month. And I'm like, of course you are. You know what I mean? Because it's like, so because I so strongly believe, and because this is the truth, see how strongly I believe it? Because it's the truth, that everything we want, we're supposed to have. Oh no, did it freeze? Did it freeze? Are we good?
I'm
I'm
here. Are you
here.
here? You
Yeah, you
see?
froze for a second. Okay. I was like, oh no. But because it's the truth that we're supposed to have everything that we want, and it's just like that like sounding board and everything, like this is the truth, the desires you have and everything is either in alignment with that or a deviation from it. When we're able to identify the ways we deviate and just stop doing it, we're gonna line up really fast, right? And because the universe doesn't operate on time, things don't have to take a long time. Like time is a man-made construct. You know what I mean? The universe operates on, are you an energetic match to this? Are you an energetic match to that? What are you an energetic match to? That's what you're getting, and you're getting it right now, right? So yeah, things can happen really fast as soon as you unpack the bullshit and you stop, like, and you kind of uncover. So basically, it's a no-name program. It's about upper limits, right? It's the way we stop ourselves from growing. It's the ways we stop ourselves from getting up to speed with the amount of money we want to be making. And during the program, what I really do with people is I help them create awareness around and unpack these fears, these who the fuck do I think I am energies, these self-protection mechanisms is honestly the most common thing that keeps people from growing and making more money than ever, because they're like afraid of some bullshit made-up responsibility they think is equated at that level. But in all reality, if you're at that level making that much money, you can handle whatever the fuck is at that level because you're at that level, right? You wouldn't be there if you weren't ready for it. There's all these self-protection mechanisms and all these, for lack of a better term, this isn't like a finite thing, but there's these walls that they've put up between them and what they want. And like kind of what we were doing earlier with the little pen and the scrunchie thing, where it's like, here's your desire, here's you, and when you unpack the walls, you just go, right? And so it's all about like, I need like eight more pens for this, but like unpack the walls that are in the way, you're just gonna
Super
go.
highlighted.
I can't reach it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's really simple because you have an advantage by being an extension of God, which we all are, right? God holds powerfully to the truth of all that you want, and all you have to do is just stop doing the things that pull your cork under the water, and then you'll float and you'll manifest.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's like the concept of health. Like if you stop doing the things that make you unhealthy, then you're naturally healthy.
Right, your body, your brain, your relationships, like everything, the way the universe works, it knows how to get into balance. You just have to get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yes.
So you can find Genevieve in the Rich Spiritual Money Bitches. I get all those words correct, like
Yeah,
the name
I
correct.
know it's a mouthful. The Rich Spiritual Money Bitches Facebook group. Yes.
And where else would you like them to find you?
My personal page, which I believe I should be live on right now, and then my Instagram, Genevieve Rackham, at Genevieve Rackham. I go on my stories there frequently. It's pretty fun.
And I think these usual podcast interviews, I'm supposed to ask you what your favorite book is, but like, fuck that. Let's do something different. What's your
Don't have
favorite
one,
pizza
so.
topping?
My favorite pizza topping, you already know that. It's pineapple.
That's the right answer.
I actually had pizza last night, and I was like, just dump all of the pineapple on there.
Pineapples is abundance.
It is. It's so good. And they're just
Awesome.
delicious. Yeah.
Well, thank you all for being here. And yeah, contact Genevieve, join her group. She has a ton of free value there. And see you soon, another time. I don't know
What?
how to say goodbye.
I'm
All right,
leaving.
bye everyone.